Hi everyone, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marianne from Yachts and Mermaids, your host, and this is a Yachting International radio show. And today I have a second stew from a 50 meter who is named Sally. And I'm very happy, Sally, that you're here with me today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So the reason why I asked Sally to join me today was because she has some experience, and she also know of other people experience with bullying, right? So I think this is a very underrated topic in the industry, because it's not edgy enough, you know, it's not pushing to, you know, the limits, although it really is. And I just, you know, before we start, I just want to kind of go over the definition of, right, of what bullying means. And it's unwanted aggressive behavior, observed or perceived power imbalance, repetition or high likelihood of bullying behaviors, right? So basically, you know, for me, the way I see bullying is like usually when the bully person wants to take control over, right? Because it's all like about control. So Can you, Sally, share with us, let's start with your personal experience with bullying on board.
Sure. Well, I mean, I can't say that I have anything too dramatic. I did have an experience a few years back where I guess we were out one night and a few of us crew, and of course there's alcohol going around, and we were out at anchor. So when we were at the bar, we knew we had a last call at 2 a.m. And I was hanging around my chief stew at the time, and I was very young and naive, and I followed her into the more VIP area of a club. And anyway, long story short, we ended up, the night carried on, and before we knew it, it was well past 2 a.m. And we missed that tender. And I mean, I guess the point is I had to stay in a hotel room that night because of missing the tender. And I stayed there by myself. And of course, in the morning, I called the boat and I asked for a tender to come pick me up. And I was very I was very apologetic. I recognized that, you know, I do take accountability for the action. But when I called the tender, I left the hotel immediately, ran down to the port, and they had already left. Understandably so, they couldn't wait for me. Because it did take me about 15 minutes to get there. And I had to take a small fishing boat out to the yacht to get there and go to work. And granted, I was maybe 15 minutes late for work. And again, you know, I certainly don't take that lightly. I recognize the behavior and that and how it played out. But when I got to the boat, everyone basically, other than the deck crew that were helping me to get onto the boat from the tender, were watching me through the CCTV cameras, and I just felt mortified. And as if that wasn't worse enough or bad enough, what made it worse was that the first mate at the time felt it appropriate in his way to call me names, really, really harmful names, dirty names that, you know, obviously he assumed that I was in a hotel with someone else, and I know I was not. And at the time I was so embarrassed. I just didn't even know how to stand up for myself or explain myself or really express to him my truth in that moment, in that scenario. And I guess I use this example because to me it felt like bullying because it lasted for a little while. It wasn't just, you know, he just mentioned something out of perhaps anger or reaction and then let it go. It carried on. And it felt very harmful. It felt very unnecessary. But at the time, I didn't know how to stand up for myself and say to him, look, like, what you're saying to me is making me feel a certain way. I don't appreciate it. Like, let's have a conversation about this. again, he was in a way a superior in a leadership role. So yeah, it was hard for me to find the words, to find the courage actually to really say that. And so yeah,
your head of department at the time, your chief stew, she also, like, she didn't stand up for you or anybody else in the crew.
No, I think no, she did not. But it was just an awkward scenario. I think I was kind of on my own in that, and in the moment, I just didn't know how to stand up for myself.
Yeah, and I think that's part of you know, that's a big issue on board, where, you know, we have so many people in this leadership roles, you know, which is not, you know, just because you're a head of department, you're not a leader. You know what I mean? You're just in a management position, but you may not even know how to manage people. And I think this is a perfect example where, you know, the head of department, you know, felt that they had the power to, you know, to install fear and aggressive behavior, you know, towards somebody who was in a lower rank, you know, and then nobody else around them actually had the leadership skills to stand up and say, hey, enough is enough. Like, this is not okay, you know?
Right.
And obviously you being so young and all that, then you weren't, you know, you didn't feel like you were capable of, like you said, you know, standing up and saying like, hey, you know, I'm not okay with this. And I think this, you know, when it comes down to bullying, this happens a lot. And this is why I think also bullying tends to go under the radar, because nobody really stands up for the person, even though they know the person may not be able to do that for themselves. You know, a lot of people just say, oh, you know, that's really F, and that's it. But they don't actually help the person, or they don't, you know, intervene, you know? And like you said, you know, it's not like, okay, the person had a moment, anger came through, whatever, which is not okay. But, you know, it's like, okay, that happened. Let's talk about it, move forward. It was something that it was repetitive.
And, exactly.
And I think that's very important, because if you find yourself in that place where the same thing happens over and over and over, well, hello, that's your sign. You are being bullied. You are being harassed, you know, verbally. You know, if it's unwanted aggressive behavior, period, that is somebody bullying you, you know, which is exactly what that guy did, you know?
Yeah. And even though perhaps it was not intended that way, you know, like, I think that's the thing about bullying, is there's such a gray area, you know, it's not so black and white at times.
I think, you know, there is the conscious bullying where it's like, okay, I am going to do this because I want to, you know, create this on you. And they know they're bullying people, but there's also that unconscious bully where they are bullying you, but they're not aware that that's what they're doing. And that doesn't make it okay, period. You know,
exactly.
It may not be like they're thinking, they don't, you know, like waking up and say, you know what, I'm going to bully Sally today. Like, no, that may not be what they're like thinking, but they're still doing it. And more than likely, a lot of people that are bully, you know, that are the bulliers, they have been bullied in the past, whether that be in their childhood, through their, you know, school or household, whatever that may be, you know, is something that also they have experienced themselves.
Yeah, I agree. I found that to be the case in the past, that those who feel the need to pick on someone else. I mean, you can think back to your childhood, if not everybody experiences it, but you probably maybe witnessed it on the playground perhaps. And yeah, it's not easy, because, you know, obviously a bully is somebody that is hurting or maybe just doesn't have that level of consciousness that really wants to or is able to be compassionate towards others. And whether it comes from, you know, maybe their environment at home or just their experiences throughout life, they don't have that ability to really want to help others or to see them happy or thriving. And, you know, not all bullies are aggressive, mean people. Like you said, it's sometimes it's just something as simple as carrying on for a few weeks after an experience, or, you know, perhaps I think it's a lot about resonance too. And, you know, not to be kind of spiritual about it, but like energy. And sometimes we just don't get along with certain people and we can't even explain it. We don't know how or why. You can't even see it, but there's just like, the kind of energy between people that they just like each other. There's the tension there, and some people act upon that, and some people make it their point to wake up in the morning, go into the crew mess and make sure that person knows that they are not liked or, you know, unwanted, which is a more kind of aggressive bully, I think, and make comments and maybe chastise them outside of the crew if possible. Like I've seen it happen where somebody got another person on their side to really kind of wrangle them in and get that person to feel unwanted. But then, yeah, there are some people that just maybe have a dry sense of humor too. And they're not overly intending to be a bully, but they enjoy unconsciously, I think, how it feels to put someone down. Or yeah,
and I think that's important, you know, like a lot of people that bully, they're not very empathic, you know. Mm-hmm. Because if they were, then they probably wouldn't be doing it. But like you said, you know, bullying the person that both, it goes both ways, the person that gets bullied and the bully, you know, the bullier, like I don't even know if that's how you say it, both of the people are hurting. Both of the people are in fear, you know, because you cannot have a perpetrator if you don't have a victim, right? You can't have a victim if you don't have a perpetrator. So they have a line together for whatever reason, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing here, you know, you talked a little bit about, you know, there's banter and there's just that kind of, you know, back and forth. But I think it's not that that's okay or not okay. It's that if you're, you know, doing that to me and I feel like, yeah, that's cool, like I'm not taking it personal, it's a joke, whatever, then that may not be considered bullying for me, right? Exactly. But if I feel like, no, you're being aggressive towards me, like you're, you know, you're cornering me, then, or you're making up stories about me, you know, like mm-hmm. taking my reputation in a different way, that is definitely bullying, you know. And you know, the extreme bully, it's the one that actually gets physical with you.
Of course.
Right? That's yeah. like the most extreme in that sense. But emotional can really have a big impact, you know, more than what Absolutely. We tend to give it, what do you call it?
Like any weight? Is that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like it's very, it's in a way, not to be dramatic, but in a way it's like aggressive, abuse at times, emotional abuse, of course. You're yes. right. It's not always physical. And I think that's why, you know, we can argue that it's not so black and white, because, you know, some people will say, oh, I didn't mean to, or, well, I didn't hit them, or, you know, or, oh, I just said it a few times, but ultimately it's all on how that other person feels. And you said it exactly right. Like some people aren't aware, but it's how it makes you feel. And I think it's our responsibility that if we feel like we are being repetitively called out or repetitively picked on, or we, you know, use the word bullied, that we have to speak up for ourselves. I think that's one of the most important things, is that, because you're right, not everyone realizes that they're even doing it. So as soon as we kind of feel like, okay, it's gone on long enough, or it's happened a few times now, I recognize it wasn't just friendly banter. This person's actually intentional. Yeah. Like you said, the definition, absolutely. It's like someone who seeks to harm. Like it's an intentional, there's an intention behind it. So yeah, it's very important to speak up for ourselves. And it can just be a calm, docile conversation. It doesn't have to be aggressive, fight back or bully them back in any way. It can just be a simple, you know, hey, like, I don't like how, you know, you said X, I feel Y, you know, let's work on a Z.